These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. You guys got to give me a little second. My voice is a little hoarse after watching the Isles continue their 13-point streak last night in the Coliseum. But we won't get into any hockey right now. But let's get with some NBA action. Two of the games we want to highlight. The Rockets taking down the Clippers 102-93. James Harden drops 47 points, 7 assists. Clint Capella gets a double-double of 20 points and 20 rebounds. And Russell Westbrook added 17 points. This was a game that saw Clippers coach Doc Rivers given two technicals and ejected in the fourth quarter. Ironic, it was to the delight of Austin Rivers, the Rockets guard, his son. That was pretty funny to watch. Rivers was upset about a mix-up with the timeouts, and he ended up getting ejected in the fourth. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard finished with a double-double of 26 points and 12 rebounds. And your boy Lou Williams still putting up points, 20 points, 7 rebounds off the bench. He's great. He is great. Do you think they, like, if he keeps killing it, are they going to put him on the roster? Or are they continue going to keep him off the bench? Because that sixth man is his.
That's a role. I think you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. But I mean,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I
mean, he needs,
and now also remember, you got Paul George coming back too.
Exactly.
So
100%.
You know, you could leave him in that role where right where he is. I wouldn't change a damn thing.
There you go. He is probably the front runner for the sixth man right now. So congrats to Lou Williams and keep it up. Let's go.
Runner? Eight games. Like, what the hell are you talking about, front runner?
I mean, He's killing it off the bench every single game. He's hitting double figures every single game.
Joe, they have 11 games, right? 11 games, Joe.
Oh,
that is what?
Front runner.
An eighth of the season? So that's like after two games of the NFL season. All right? And we can make declarations after two games of an NFL season. I was telling you Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson, so we can make awards right now, Joe. Come on.
Do they play in Missouri? I just want to know that. Do
I think
they
it's
play
Indiana,
in Missouri?
Joe, actually. I think it's
and
Indiana.
And I will say this also, by the way. The big question tonight is, this is a back-to-back. They're in New Orleans tonight. How
Absolutely.
Much, what are the odds on whether or not Kawhi or Lou Williams actually plays tonight?
Well, load management.
Yep.
Exactly. They're going to
New shocked
Orleans.
They played last night. I really am, because usually they take off the first game of the back-to-back. So I'm shocked he even played in that game last night.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what happens with Kawhi. Load management is still an issue. We'll see what happens if he continues to play in this back-to-back.
I bet he
tonight.
Stubs his toe today, and all of a sudden we'll be like, Kawhi, he's got toe pain. He's not going to be able to play in New Orleans.
He sneezes like three times and might be having a cold.
Yeah, he pulled his rib. Yeah, rib cage pull on a sneeze.
He has a headache. We'll see what happens. But switching to another LA team, the Lakers taking down the Warriors, a very injury-plagued Warriors, 120-94. LeBron James finished with a double-double of 23 points, 12 assists in three quarters of play. There's load management for you. Kyle Kuzma jumped in and finished with 22 points and 5 rebounds. For the Warriors, D'Angelo Russell trying to help out, 21 points, 8 assists, and Draymond Green was held to just 10 points and 5 assists. We'll switch over to the MLB, guys. The Cy Young winners are announced. Justin Verlander wins his second Cy Young in 8 years, the longest drought in the creation of the award. He got 17 votes, 13 votes were it to his teammate Garrett Cole, and he's the 20th pitcher to win multiple Cy Young awards. You know who the other one was? Jacob DeGrom, the National League Cy Young winner, 7th National League pitcher to win back-to-back. He received 29 of 30 votes. He joins Tom Seaver as the only other Met to win multiple ones. And he also joins Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux, Sandy Koufax, Max Scherzer, Clayton Kershaw as another National League back-to-back winner. So that's a pretty prestigious list.
Also, yeah.
It's a pretty prestigious list, if you ask me. I mean, Sandy Koufax right there, that just sticks out to me personally. But let's move to the NFL, guys. This Saturday, we got Colin Kaepernick's workout routine. However, the NFL will not provide a list of personnel that will attend the workout. Sources told ESPN that the NFL agreed to give the Cap Camp a list of attendees. However, later an NFL source told ESPN that that was never promised. Multiple teams have confirmed they will attend, but none have identified themselves by name. I mean, you guys mentioned it the other day. Like, it seems like it's just the NFL covering their own asses, you know, giving him a workout and, you know, just making it seem
sticking
like
sticking to whatever
trying.
The letter of the law on that settlement was.
Exactly.
But still not necessarily friendly.
Yeah. I mean, the least they could do is give them the list of attendees because half the teams won't even be there. So it's, you know.
I mean, listen, every team, though, if they like what they see, they could reach out.
Sure.
You know? And I mean, and Cap's just trying, and his squad, they're trying to get ahead of the PR narrative of it all.
That's absolutely. I just personally think, you know, face-to-face interaction as opposed to video, you know, it is.
Sure, but then, you know, call his agent and be like, hey, we want to have you in.
Yeah, exactly. That's totally fair. Totally
fair. That's all you got
to do. So we'll see what happens if any NFL teams jump in on this. We got some NBA games tonight. The Mavericks take on the Knicks. It is the Porzingis return game to the Garden. You think they're probably going to boo him, you think, right? I mean,
video package, baby. No, I'm joking.
They probably will give him a video. You think?
Nah, they will not give him a video.
Probably not. He really didn't do much for him. We also got Thursday Night Football. The Steelers head into Cleveland, take on the Browns. Browns are 3-point favorites. The over-under is 41.5, and the Steelers are plus 132 on the money line. College football action. Buffalo heads to Kent State, and North Carolina heads to Pittsburgh. We got some college basketball action. San Jose State at Arizona. Towson heads to Florida. All right, that about does it for me. Gonna send it back to the guys on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Thursday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Make it rain, hour number two on the grid. It is SportsGrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And we got some games to dive in here tonight across the board. College football, NFL, and big. And, guys, this is so much fun, too. The Week 12 lineup for college football. And we spent some time yesterday, Dane, talking about the committee and the teams that they wanted and yada, 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 and who's going to be there. But it does start this weekend, and we had mentioned it, the entire chaos universe in the playoff committee. The nightmare that could be begins with Auburn this weekend. Auburn at home taking on a Georgia team that, listen, and a lot of people think Georgia's been a little bit overrated here this year, Dane, and not easy to win on the road, especially in Auburn. Oh, yeah, guys, Auburn coming off their bye at home had an extra week to prepare for this game. Gus Malzahn, rookie quarterback who has, a freshman quarterback, this kid, Bo Nix, much better at home than he's been on the road. He's not going to the swamp. He ain't going to Tuscaloosa. He's right home in his backyard taking on a Georgia team who underachieved, but maybe, Dane, just maybe, there are definitely some professional bettors who think this team has been way overvalued for way too long, and it comes to a head this weekend, Dane. Can you imagine? Georgia gets upended by Auburn, who also beat Oregon. Here we go. Let the chaos reign, Dane. Let the chaos reign.
Listen, you know we've been for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm with it. Yep. In this point, basically, you want the lower-seeded team every single time, right? Every single time. Give me the Golden Gophers. Give me Baylor. I want Utah and Oregon to be a one-point game in the Pac-12 championship, right? I want, like, Georgia to lose, but then win the SEC championship game. You know what I mean? So there is a path to chaos reigning supreme. It's going to be fun to watch. I want whatever forces them to expand the playoff field.
cannot wait. I don't know. We'll take a look at that line. I might have to hit the send button on Auburn here, Dane. We're going to have to take a look at that.
All right, let's do it.
Next.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Here we go. We got a big night here tonight. Definitely an opportunity for you guys to make it rain, and we'll do our best to get you there. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. NFL tonight, of course, Pittsburgh taking on the Cleveland Browns on the road. That is going to start off with what is a very interesting card this weekend, Dane. We've touched on a bunch of these games here over the week coming up, some of the interesting line movements, some of the things that we have seen happening here as far as pros versus Joes and where that line has been drawn. And it appears that we no more evident than what we've got in tonight's game, where the Steelers continue to be the public favorite here, getting over 65% of the bets. They're also getting just about 60% of the money too. So they're getting some love, but yet, like we said, we've seen this line, it ain't going nowhere, which means there is a portion of the people betting this game, the big portion apparently, the bigger money guys are obviously keeping that line locked in at 2.5 at this point. So you do have a pros are on Cleveland, and the public, well, they think that they've won 4 out of 5, right? They got a better record. Cleveland, is at home. Freddie Kitchens on a short week. Can't be any good. I get all of where the public is coming from. But and the reality is this is just a bigger test for the Steelers as it is for Cleveland, because they've got for all our purposes, they've got a guy that really hasn't won on the road. He's been home. It's a strange schedule for Pittsburgh too. They've had like 3 games in 4 out of their last 5 have been home. You have a quarterback that 5 out of the 7 games he started hasn't been able to throw over 200 yards. And it's an AFC, it's an AFC battle that these two teams know each other, divisional matchup. So it's not like you can look at Pittsburgh and say they have this significant edge, that this is a travesty that they're a 2.5 point underdog, because they're not by any stretch of the imagination. This ain't Big Ben.
Yeah, that is true. I will say this, and it's important, Joe. Over on FanDuel, it's 3, not 2.5.
It's pushed up. Okay, good. So there you go.
So that's important, right? That's a key number as we talk about. So that three really does mean something. And honestly, Joe, the plus three for Pittsburgh is now with the juice as well at minus 120. All right. So if you like the fact that it's got that key number of three, get it before it goes back down to 2.5. So I think that's an important point because we, you know, we talk about the timing of all these things and shopping around, Joe. The other thing you have said consistently for the last week or so, Joe, is the idea of divisional dogs this year, dogs in general this year, right? Road dogs in general. Like, aren't the dogs hitting that 60% clip? Mm-hmm. And when I see that it got to three, that key number, and then you talk about how, oh, the division game, the nip and tuck, this is a good test for both of them. I could see a close game, Joe. I could see this being a close game and that field goal being real and that half point being real interesting. But we kind of went back and forth on this a little bit earlier in the week because it sounds like it's not the team you're warming up to, it's the number, but I think you're softening on Cleveland a little bit, and I just am not. I refuse to buy into Baker and this team and this drama even after the win. I just can't do it. I think that Baker and Freddie Kitchens, they are the dumpster fire. And I've called Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, like, I've given them credit because it could have gone off the rails with them, but they held the ship together. I'm going to lean to the professionalism and the coaching of Pittsburgh in this one, and I'm going to get 3 points in the division matchup. I lean towards Pittsburgh, but I'm excited to see how this one plays out.
I think it's going to be a good game, but please understand, I could care less emotionally softening up for one team or the other. The only thing that matters to me is, can they help me make money? And that's only thing that matters at this particular point. I don't care if it's Freddie Kitchens, Adam Gase. Listen, I hate Adam Gase. I am emotionally attached to the Jets, and I'm going to bet them to win this weekend one way or the other. So, and I'm probably a fool for doing so, but it just, the matchup to me, it's all about the matchup and the talent on the field. And because it's a divisional game, because of the familiarity, because of the last four games, three out of the four have been covered by the home team. These are two teams that understand each other, understand the style of play. It's got to come down to the talent on the field. At some point in this game tonight, it's going to come down to which guys do you trust to make a play in the big moment. And I've got Mason Rudolph taking on Baker Mayfield and the weapons around him. And to me, the clear winner here is the Cleveland Browns with the players they have matching up against. It's a great defense, Pittsburgh. Don't get me wrong. But, guys, they're 16th against the run. They are not what we thought the Bears were last year. They're not a devastating front seven. They get after the quarterback, and they oftentimes are able to pressure him into making some mistakes in the secondary. They're not stuffing the Cleveland run game, which happens to be the best part of their game. Nick Chubb and what Kareem Hunt now brings to this team is a totally different dimension that I don't think matches up well against what Pittsburgh does well. And then ultimately, somebody's got to make a play in this game, Dane, down the stretch. And if you trust Mason Rudolph and Juju Smith and everybody else, by all means, take the 3 points. But to me, I'm going to take the home team on a short week, which I know historically has been a profitable bet. Back the home team and back the team with the better running game. That better running game by far is with the Cleveland Browns. So that's how my approach is. I don't care. I could care less. If they suck next week and I think they'll lose, I'll bet against them. I just happen to think the matchup tonight favors the home team on a Thursday night game.
Listen, you know I always talk about the home team on Thursday night, the short week and the turnaround. I do think it impacts it. We see at times a much worse product out there, and a lot of that, especially for the road team doing the travel. So I am not against that. I look at the Chubb, by the way, you look at the Chubb prop bet, Joe, and it's 79.5 rushing yards, okay? I agree with you. Listen, the Pittsburgh secondary, with, you know, the acquisition of Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, they have been good. The way to attack them is via the run, and Nick Chubb is eminently capable of doing so. I think his prop bet is very interesting. The part that I disagree with you, and don't get me wrong, the players on the field got to make the plays. And if you talk about the talent advantage, I can't dispute that. I think, though, the coaching advantage is decidedly in the other locker room. And for me, that is also an indicator, especially if you believe this is a nip and tuck kind of game, especially if these teams are familiar with each other, then I think coaching is important. And I think Pittsburgh has the advantage on that side.
You got three out there, guys, and you have the ability to be able to now, at a better price, take the 3 points. But the market is telling you, when they opened this up like they did last week, by giving a 6-2 team 3 points like they did at Buffalo,
yep,
and making Cleveland the home favorite, the odds makers are telling you the idea that the Browns are dead is ridiculous, that do not count them out, that in fact they are still very live in this whole season. So the odds makers are telling you, and now the numbers in the market are telling you, where 60% of the money, 65% of the bets are leaning towards Pittsburgh, and yet this line continues to move towards Cleveland. We know what that means. It means the bigger bettors are saying, yeah, no, I'm going to take the home team on a Thursday night. I will say this. If this game was played on Sunday at 1 o'clock, Dane, I think we'd I'd be having a totally different conversation with you, I think, right now. If this game was in Pittsburgh, I think I'd be having a totally different conversation.
Yeah.
It just happens to be the matchup in this situation right now. I don't think it favors the Pittsburgh Steelers. But maybe the under is a good place to look, too, here, guys, as well. What is the number? It's going to be 10 to 15 mile an hour winds tonight in Cleveland. It's been crappy all week there. I don't know. Maybe it's strictly James Conner versus Chubb and company. I don't know that we'll get to, what is it, 40, 41 now?
It's 41 and a half. It's 41 and a half.
It keeps going up.
Oh, yep. Damn. So, you know, and with the 3 points, they're saying these teams are even on a neutral field. So what if it was in London, Joe, or Mexico City?
7 days versus 3 days of prepare. It makes a difference. You've said so yourself throughout the year. Home team.
I have.
Thursday night.
I like the home team on Thursday night. I just can't back Cleveland right now. I just can't.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back in here on this, I can't believe it, November the 14th, a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving. Crazy.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanksgiving week there, of course, 3 games, another short week in the NFL. But before we get there, we've got We got a bunch of very interesting matchups here this week in the NFL, including we talked about the one tonight between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, which is going to be a pretty important battle there. But let us not forget, there's a couple of other teams, Dane, that had been going hard left this year, and then all of a sudden last week they kind of turned a corner. We watched the Jets win a game against the Giants. And now you got to look at them taking on Washington as an underdog, and that's got to be a game where you're going, is this a trap? Are they a point and a half worse than the Washington Redskins with a rookie quarterback and total dysfunction? I mean, the Redskins might actually be the one team that is more dysfunctional than what the New York Jets are. You have to look at a Miami Dolphins team who is at home, has covered five straight now since Ryan Fitzpatrick has come in.
They're streaking.
They are without a doubt a cover machine, but they're also getting a whole lot of points here in Miami, getting 6 points at home, taking on a Bills team who, let's face it, offensively, not exactly a juggernaut of sorts here. Don't exactly blow people out.
Right.
In fact, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago when they played, Miami outgained them in every statistical category on the board. They actually outplayed them in that game if it wasn't for a couple of turnovers. So there's a, you know, you look at this card and you're going, all right, what am I missing here? Like, why are the Jets an underdog? And why is Buffalo laying almost a touchdown on the road? Because I think people are going to get, well, are the Jets the better team? If they are, shouldn't they be favored? Or the Dolphins, all they do is win now. So shouldn't they be getting a little more respect at home?
So one at a time here, Joe. Remember, there is the 3 points, right, for home field. So what they're also saying by Washington being a one-point favorite at home is that they think the Jets are a better team by 2 points, you know, on a neutral site. So they do think the Jets are a better team and, like, the power rankings and all that good stuff. But I'm comfortable taking the Jets here, Joe. And for me, this comes down to one thing and one thing only. I'm a fade Dwayne Haskins until I see him win something. That's it. That is the end of the analysis, Joe. I will fade Dwayne Haskins until I see him win, period.
And Miami?
Oh, Miami, I think, listen, I'll take the points. I'll take the points with Miami.
You'll take the points as well.
I told you before, I asked you, like, the Dolphins are a better team with Ryan Fitzpatrick. They just are. Mm. They are a competent offense with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You've been saying, right, they're a cover machine. He's like 5-1 ATS so far, I think, Ryan Fitzpatrick. And you referenced the other thing that I lean on here. With a six, and it's 6.5, by the way, right now on FanDuel. It's 6.5 plus for Miami. For me, the other thing, and we've talked about this, maybe it's a gambling you, Joe, the total's 40. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means also is that we don't trust the Bills offense to do enough to kind of get that working margin. You know, I struggle to see how Buffalo puts up the high 20s that they kind of would need, in my opinion, to get this working margin. I think this is a this profiles to me like a 2017 kind of game in general. And I just don't think the Bills offense is dynamic enough to boat race someone. And because of that, and because of the improvement in the Miami offense that I've seen under Magic, I'll take the points, Joe. And the back door could be open as well. I'll take the points. Give me the 6.5 and give me the Jets also.
Well, you also have another interesting game here, too, that you got to try to figure out is what do you do with a Cincinnati Bengals team who is, at this point, the league's worst rookie quarterback that they made the switch into here. Didn't as bad as they lost against Baltimore, I think the whole point of starting Finley is because you need to see if there is something there.
Right.
And I think he did show in a tough spot. I think he showed he's got some skills there. Now, on the road, heading to Oakland, is this enough points? Is this enough points to make you go, wait a minute, why is Oakland favored by double digits against anybody?
I'm going to lay the points. I'm going to lay the 10.5 here, Joe. Mm. I will lay the 10.5. We have been talking for the last, what, month about how a few things. One, Oakland is outperforming expectations. two. They were on the road for like 2 months, and now they're finally back home. Okay, so I think that's really good for them. You talk about Finley as the kind of rookie quarterback having to go on the road. That is different. I agree with you. He wasn't horrible, and it was a tough spot against Baltimore last week, especially after the game flow gets away from you, and everyone knows you got to throw, right? So he was in a tough spot. I don't kind of prejudge him. But for me, what it comes down to, Joe, is not Ryan Finley. It's the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. They almost got Andy Dalton killed. And I think Oakland may be able to get pressure here. Oakland has a lot more to play for. And over time, we have seen that these larger lines should not necessarily scare us in 2019 when we're talking about these truly dumpster fire teams. Since he is one of them, I'm comfortable laying the points and going to the Raiders, who are in the hunt for the AFC wildcard spot. They have to get this one done. I think they'll take care of business and have a working margin. Call it 27-10.
Some of the bigger line movements thus far in the market is are a lot of those games we touched on here. The Bills opened up as 7.5 points, a favorite on the road, but that's been bet down to 6, now 6.5 in some places. So they've come off that number a little bit, the market, as have the Cardinals and the 49ers. This is interesting. The Cardinals and 49ers opened up as a San Francisco 13.5-point favorite, almost 2 touchdowns, but it's down to 11.5 in a lot of places. So it's coming down off of that original opening line, as is the Bengals and the Raiders. Now, the Raiders, a look-ahead line for this game, Oakland was 8.5-point favorite. And then after what we obviously witnessed there against Baltimore, this line is settled somewhere around 10.5, somewhere in that ballpark there. Yeah. And the Falcons, too, the look-ahead line was the Panthers laying 7. But then we watched Atlanta win, right, on the road. So now that line is somewhere around 5, 5.5. So the look-ahead lines had pretty much all of those games. The numbers were bigger towards the favorites as opposed. But we've seen in some cases it go back to the underdogs here. I mean, the Cardinals, the Dolphins, it went up in the Bengals game because, you know, how terrible they looked. But the Falcons game, that was a touchdown look-ahead line with Carolina. Now it's 5, 5.5, and you're not a big believer in what you witnessed there the last week for Atlanta.
No, I think that was kind of them getting up after the bye, their division matchup, their big one. It is a ton of points, though. Okay, it is a ton of points still. The Atlanta one, it's 5.5 I'm staring at, and I think Carolina has more on the line. I think I kind of think Atlanta just popped off that one game. Remember, there also it doesn't look like there'll be Devontae Freeman for the Atlanta Falcons. Right. And the injuries is what I wanted to mention in a different one. That San Francisco-Arizona game. Joe, yes. When you talk about the look-ahead lines, right, and we all were waxing poetic about that Monday Night Football game, and it was a great game, right? They played almost 5 quarters. But one of the stories of that game that we haven't talked about too much, Joe, is San Fran got banged up, Joe. Honestly, Manny Sanders with the ribs. They're now saying Matt Breida with an ankle could miss multiple weeks, okay? Kittle, they're saying is still like they're hopeful, but they ain't talking about him for sure. The offensive tackle, Joe Staley, who just came back, broke like his thumb or fingers having surgery. He's going to miss some time, they think. So, Joe, honestly, that offense, potentially without Breida, Manny Sanders, and George Kittle, I think that's part of the reason that there was an impact from the look-ahead line, right? After that game, they are a different offense and different offensive personnel. That could be it. And we've also talked about what happens if Jimmy G is forced to, you know, put it on his arm. And without Breida, Sanders, and Kittle, I think the back door could be open for Arizona.
Yeah, and listen, it wasn't like they just played recently. It wasn't like the 49ers ran over there. It was another close game. 49ers were not able to cover.
One, right?
Yeah, they weren't able to cover. So there's not like it's kind of recent. So only this time the 49ers will be at home. But all of those games are very intriguing from that standpoint, as is, Dane, anytime we get games where we start talking 80% of the tickets kind of thing.
80-20 rule, yeah.
Anytime we start getting to that, it's one of our favorite profitable strategies to fade the public. Usually when you get 80% of anything backing, it usually means the public has a darling And the public has a darling this week, and it's they are the New England Patriots coming off a bye week, heading to Philadelphia on the road. And, guys, they are 80% of the action, actually even probably more at this point. They're getting 80% of the tickets. And, yeah, they're also getting getting a lot of money, too, as well. So, I mean, you are looking at a team that everyone seems to think coming off the bye, that's what we're doing. This is one of those spots where you got to make a decision. Am I siding with the public or do I take into consideration that it's the Patriots, or do I also realize that, you know, listen, Philadelphia is coming off a bye as well. Philadelphia is at home. Where do you go in this game? Do you automatically, because usually we automatically fade these types of games.
Yeah, give me Philly with 3.5 points at home, Joe. Mm. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the week. Philly also coming off a bye. I'll take the three. I'll take that hook. That hook is real attractive to me because one thing I do know is that this Eagles offense, they have started to discover Jordan Howard in the run game. Mm-hmm. And to me, what that makes them is that makes them diverse enough that they can do it with the run or the pass. So I like Philly, and we've talked about how the schedule gets tougher for the Patriots, and this could be a representation of that.
Big time. All right, we'll take a look at the card. Make It Rain plays coming up.
Cannon.
The grid. Sports grid.
Cannon.
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 Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect, and we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So who wants a couple of risk-free wages up to $1,000? Raise raise your hand. If you do, then head over to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. You can enter the promo code GRID. You can get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. And in addition to traditional betting, PointsBet, well, they offer their own betting concept where you are rewarded by how much you win your bet by. So, for example, if you're going to hop on in tonight's NFL game between the Browns and the Steelers, and let's say you bet the Browns -3, but they beat the Steelers by 5, well, then you receive 5 times your bet. How cool is that? It's pointsbet.com/grid. Promo code GRID. 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain as we look to give you the edge here tonight in these matchups on sportsgrid.com. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And again, we've got 6 NBA, 8 NHL, 18 college basketball games, 2 college football games, and then the Steelers and the Browns here. And, I'm stuck looking at this total now, Dan. You got me interested with the Steelers-Browns. You had mentioned that somebody's got to be pounding the over here because it's actually creeping up. You said it's 41.5. This opened up at 40. And the forecast that I'm seeing at the dog pound here is we're looking at anywhere from 10 to 15 mile per hour winds in the stadium. And we know, of course, that, listen, 10 mile per hour wind, double digit sustained winds at any football game. Unders have been extremely profitable since 2005. We know divisional unders already, Dane, these midweek games, divisional unders, been profitable all year long. Yeah. Primetime unders, 19-12. 61% on the season. Divisional unders, 25-18, 58% on the season. Couple into double-digit wind. What am I missing here, man? Why this number is creeping up here. What am I missing?
That is interesting. I'm not sure, Joe. What about like the first half? I know you love those first half unders.
Yeah, what? There you go. There you go.
What you is know, that so number? That's there. I'm staring at 20.5.
Less than 3 touchdowns. Damn.
Yeah, that's a 10-10. That's 10-10.
That's 10-10, right? Or 10-7, somewhere in that ballpark there?
13-7, yeah. And this is, you know, maybe you don't have the big 53-yard field goal at the end of the half because of the wind,
Because of the wind.
Yeah. I know Gabe always loves, and shout out to Homicide, right, that's doing their tour this week. You know, you got your boy Mike Blewett filling in, so big shout out to him. But I know Gabe also loves that long field goal prop, Joe, right? And so maybe not today so much with the wind.
That's the whole thing to me is I'm going to watch that that weather report closer to game time because if that starts key and you know how it is, we've seen this before in Cleveland where it gets it starts blowing sideways there. Yeah. Good luck trying to chuck a pass in that or kick a more than 40-yard field goal. But I will keep that's an interesting number to me because
like
it goes against
under,
what we
Joe.
Know.
I like it this first against, half under.
Completely against what we know here all year long with primetime unders and divisional unders. And yet 21.
And the other thing you said, Joe, is, you know, the way to attack the Steelers defense is via the run.
Right.
What the Browns do best is Nick Chubb. That could be a slow paced, that could profile to a slower pace clock running game. And don't forget, James Conner returns for the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Yes.
So they may. And remember, when Conner was out, I know this from the fantasy world, Joe, Jalen Samuels wasn't really able to run the ball, but he had like 12, 13 catches out of the backfield. If you remember that, that is going to change a little bit. Pittsburgh's going to be a little bit more run heavy as well now that their horse Conner is back, right? So I could see a universe where these guys are running a little bit more. And then you know the saying, Joe, how it quote unquote opens up in the second half, right?
Yeah.
That is what I could see as the profile for this game. So I could see this first half under at 20.5.
Yeah, this is going to be that total is definitely something I would keep an eye on, guys. Why not? With that weather, it could be getting worse as the day goes on there. And that number of 41.5, and also the first half at 20.5, trying to keep it under 3 touchdowns. I think that's absolutely feasible because I do believe, like you said, Connor back. You've got, Nick Chubb and company. I don't know why either of these two teams. Especially Pittsburgh. Think about it, guys. Mason Rudolph, 5 of the 7 starts. He hasn't thrown 200 yards. So I do think they'll continue on the road to be a little conservative. That under to me is looking real, real juicy there, Dane.
Hey, Joe,
I'm kind of
20.5. Would you take that 20 on the number?
Yep. I like them under, both of them.
Even at 20? You don't need that half point?
Is it down to 20 now?
In some places, it's 20. In some places, I see 20.5. In some places, I see 20. So I know I agree with you. I like it at 20.5. Do you still like it at 20, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst thing I would do? A push? I mean, everyone, you'd love the hook. But, yeah, that's – I still think 9-3, you know. Look at what Buffalo was last week with them, right?
Yeah,
Buffalo.
I'm with you.
That wasn't even close.
Bitter AFC North rivalry, punching each other in the mouth.
Got that
it's starting
feel.
To, it's mid-November,
breath, right?
Starting to get howly out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all the fun stuff, right? But the real thing is I do believe both of these teams are going to try to run the ball tonight.
You also have another interesting, it was said, and I'm looking forward to watching this game this weekend, Dane, because he's back, and that is Nick Foles is back
both
under center for Jacksonville. Yeah,
both
Jacoby Brissett says he is playing, so they have announced him that he is ready to go. It was an absolute dumpster fire there the last game with Brian Hoyer at home for them to lose to Miami. It was unbelievable, but they got him back. The 26-year-old Brissett says he's ready to go. Frank Wright says full participant in practice all week long. He is ready to go, barring any setbacks. I find this game fascinating here with the whole Nick Foles returning and Brissett. How good is Nick Foles going to be? How good does he need to be? Are we going to see in this one without T.Y. Hilton just a whole lot of running again? I find this one fascinating, this game.
Yeah, this I was going to bring this one up too, Joe. This is an important game in the AFC, to be quite honest. Remember, the NFC, I think, is top heavy. We got teams like Minnesota and Seattle with 7 and 8 wins that are in wild card position. In the AFC, you need to only got about like 5 wins to be in the conversation. And that's where the Colts are. Jaguars are right there as well. And both of these teams, you know, in those locker rooms, Joe, both of these teams are like, we got our QB1 back. Let's roll, to borrow Gabe, right? So I think this is very interesting for, like, you know, second place in that division. And I am intrigued to see. Honestly, I'm intrigued to see what the Jaguars look like, because Minshew has started to turn into a pumpkin that we thought would happen after like a month and a half. I want to know, what does this mean for Leonard Fournette's workload? What does this mean for guys like DJ Chark versus D.D. Westbrook? You know, because does Foles have a different primary target than when we've seen out of Minshew locking eyes on, you know, say Chark? This is going to be very interesting to me. I'm excited to see what the Jags offense looks like now that they're back to Nick Foles.
And it's funny, too, a typical Nick Foles fashion, you know, they were asking him about Gardner Minshew, and Foles is like, I could not be, you know, prouder of this guy and what he's done. He's like, it's really been, you know, in total Nick Foles, great classiness. He's like, it's been a pleasure watching this kid grow and da da da. And he's like, this kid, he's like, and I thought this was funny. He was like, I was him once, you know.
That's
I was that young player, you know, that had to go. And I think, listen, maybe the best thing for Minshew is that he kind of gets to take a back seat now and watch and learn from a guy that's got a Super Bowl ring that has been exactly who he was, Gardner Minshew. It could not have worked out better for this kid. I do think in 5 years from now, Dane, Gardner Minshew is going to have his own team. He's going to be a starter. I don't know if it's Jacksonville or not. But I do think the kid has at least proved enough that he belongs as one of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
See, that's interesting, Joe. I take it I don't know if I go that far. I believe that Gardner Minshew has done great. And I believe that, in essence, I don't think he's going to be a starter in 5 years and all that stuff like you say. I think, though, it's even better. I think he has locked himself in for the next, you know, 6-7 years to be like Chase Daniel, Colt McCoy, these kinds of guys who will always be a backup type, but that there is a market for. We've talked about like how Chase Daniel, he's earned what, like $60 million and have only had to risk his body like 20 times. That's the career path I see for Minshew, as like a career QB2 that's kind of beloved by their fan base. And that's a pretty good situation, whether he's got to prove it or not. Because all that will happen for me with more exposure is his stock will fall a little bit. I think he's sitting pretty, and put him in mothballs, he gets to preserve that Minshew mania reputation, and that's what I think he's going to need for an 8-year career.
Well, his next contract is going to be very interesting because right. He'll be on this rookie
you
deal.
Think he'll get paid as a starter?
He will. I think that's going to be the very interesting thing to see what happens with him because he's going to. Do I trust Nick Foles to stay healthy again for another 16 games or so? You know, I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon, but
That's fine.
Jacksonville has got some leverage here because of his contract, because he's on a rookie scale. And if Jacksonville needs to go out and get some pieces, they're locked $80 million into Nick Foles whether they want it or not. So maybe, just maybe, this kid gets dangled because there are, let's face it, guys, a lot of quarterback deficient franchises that would gladly take a guy that's already proven he can win as a rookie in the NFL. I think this is, he's going to be just fine. And like you said, whether that means he's a starter in 5 years or he's going to make a lot of money. You know, look at Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's all good.
Look at Ryan Fitzpatrick, guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick's making a lot of money in his in his career. Has he made $100 million? What is his total?
Probably.
How much?
Probably. I'll check. I can check right now.
I'm wondering his total. How long has he been in the league now? 10? No, it's more than that. It's got to be.
More than that.
It's 13 or 14 years.
You're talking about fifth?
Right? It's got to be. 13, 14. He was with originally. When he came into the league originally, because he's been with 7 teams now, right? Miami's the 7th team. That means he's had to have at least 3 contracts, right? 3 to 4 contracts. I got to think he's got to be close to that $100 million mark, man.
All right. So let me see.
And who would draft him? When did he come into the league?
7 years. 14 years in the league, Joe.
14. Damn.
He started with the Rams in 05. Rams, then to the Bengals, then 4 years with the Bills, 1 in Tennessee, 1 in Houston, 2 with the Jets, 2 in Tampa, and now, Miami. The 1 in Miami. But no, Joe, no. He's, like, his salaries have never been really big. In Buffalo, he had 1 year of 13 mil.
Okay.
Then with the Jets, like, even the 2 years with the Jets. 12 mm-hmm. million and 3 million. His contracts have been like 3 million a year. So his total earnings that I see here, at least, and I'm looking at sporttrack.com, which I trust for this financial stuff.
Sure.
What do you think it is, Joe? What'd you say? You think it's not 100 million?
It's 70, 75,
yeah,
somewhere in there?
63 million over 15
seasons. Oh, that poor bastard. 14 years and $63 million. Dollars.
Yeah,
oh, that's terrible.
Listen, I'll take it. I think. I'm going to look up two others. I'm going to look up Chase Daniel.
Yeah, what,
I'm
look that's up a good point. Boy. Yep.
Chase Daniel and couple, and maybe even, you know who else? And we don't talk about him as much as this area. Tyrod Taylor.
Another guy. Yep.
You know what
good
I mean?
Point.
Like,
yep.
Had a chance. Maybe that's the Minshew thing also. Like, maybe he gets a chance to be a starter, but it's one of those bridge kind of things where the team mm-hmm. was like, all right, we'll give Minshew a shot, but we'll also draft the guy. You know, that kind of thing. I could see that being his path. Like a Tyrod. Yep. One of those fringe guys, a Teddy Bridgewater. You know, something like that. He may get a shot, but not an undisputed chance. It'll always be competition.
Well, crazier things that happen. Bottom line is, he's definitely not Luke Falk. All right, morning after is next. Daniel, I'll be back breaking it down tomorrow. Good luck tonight, guys.
Have a good one.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't
We all might hate coaches, but the bottom line is if you see the improvement, then, you know, sure. You can hate them all you want as long as you're a better person for it. You know, right. And I'm sure you've played. I played with coaches. I couldn't stand, but you know what?
I was
probably the best in my
back on them. I love
uncomfortable.
That's right.
Yeah, making me uncomfortable was good. But at the same time, if you can't get there yourself, and if he's going there, I just can't do it with the way this guy's going. I think we'll know the answer coming up at the end of the year. I mean, they might. I mean, you look at the schedule. First of all, it starts with Washington, okay?
Yeah,
if you can't beat the Washington Redskins and this game, and I do believe it's only a point and a half, Dane, they're actually underdogs in this game, okay? They're underdogs in this damn Washington game. So if you can't win this game, what conversation are we having on Monday? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what is left to say? Like, what is left to say? And I think that's the sad part because it's that thin. That line we're talking about, is that it's a loss away to a team like Washington, I think, from being completely blurred.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they beat the Giants, right, in their last game, and that's a similar situation. Another team on their schedule that ain't going anywhere, you know? But, Joe, Washington, Cincy, Miami, I they're going to win. I think they win two of those three games at least. That gets them to four wins. Could they? Their other games, Joe, you know, Oakland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Buffalo. Can they get another one in there? If they, like, that's them going 5-11, then they're not, you know, they're not the biggest dumpster fire in the conference. You know, then they have like this 5 or 6 pick. And I hear you, like, then, listen, we saw it all and we think it's pathetic, right? But then when you add things like no CJ Mosley, when you add things like the mononucleosis, right? Does Gaze have kind of like an out, an excuse, a rationale that Christopher Johnson and the powers that be can look back and whether we agree with it or not, be like, yeah, he deserves a longer leash. He deserves another shot at it.
Yep.
I don't want that to be the case, but I think, unfortunately, if he's sitting at 5-11, that's the way it's going to go down.
And you know what it is? The simple fact that your owner has to come out with that statement tells you, I think, everything
that's
you
right.
need to know, right? I mean, that's
right.
That's basically it. And first of all, why is it the owner and why is it not, you know, where is the general manager in this that you hired? Isn't he supposed to be the liaison between the owner and the coaching? Like, isn't it all supposed to go? I haven't heard boo from Joe Douglas yet. Boo, have I heard from him?
Maybe he's not a, you know, maybe he's a behind the scenes kind of guy instead.
Yeah. In New York?
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.